listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics. I'm Nick Newmont, and this is LA Talk Radio, if you didn't know that already. We have another fascinating show with you for you tonight. Joining me in a little bit will be Anita Rosenberg, who was on a few weeks ago. And Anita was talking very astutely about feng shui, and she's going to take it to more of a personal level tonight. Now, before we get into Anita's material, things that I want to share. And by the way, if you haven't tuned into Mainstream Metaphysics before, we are a very spiritually and alternative metaphysics, and of course, the future. Watch quite frequently. You see, Audrey is not on tonight. She's taking the night off. So, a few things. Next week, we are really going to get into this. A few weeks back, I channeled Merlin, and Merlin on video said very precisely that the information that we would start to get about the virus that's been around for some time, that the numbers would change, and we would find that what's being reported is not exact. And I guess we're putting kind of politely. So if interested in seeing that whole video, not just the segment that Audrey did a great job of, you know, capturing and putting up on Facebook, let us know, because it is quite fascinating as to what Merlin has been talking about in terms of the truth of what's going on versus what is reported. Now, coming up, you know, you probably don't know this, of course, that Audrey and I are ordained ministers, and we love performing weddings. We love marrying people. And, well, we like being married to each other, of course. And so our longtime friend Catherine, her son Drew, who's a grown man, is getting married this Saturday, and Audrey and I are officiating the ceremony, and we're pleased and proud to do that, because I remember Drew when he was late teens, 20 in there. So we're all growing up very quickly, like it or not. Now, tomorrow night here at the Newmont Center, we have a group past life regression to Egypt. And if you are interested in attending that class, that workshop tomorrow night, you know, please get in touch with me privately. It is a one-time thing that we do infrequently, and it is fascinating. And if you've never done a past life regression, this is your opportunity to do that. And we also have several full moon events coming up, not the least of which, October 31st, which is Halloween, is a full moon. And we're going to have a big event here at the Newmont Center that night, including a full moon ritual, a channeled session with Merlin, and pretty much a party. So stay tuned for that. We're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to being able to celebrate again. And of course, tonight, as you're watching, this is a full moon. This evening around 10:20 something, on the Pacific time, is full moon. And if you're on the East Coast, then it's one something around 1:20 tomorrow morning. So lots of good stuff coming up. And I also want to say congratulations again to all of my interns that graduated recently, and one of which went on a house cleansing job with me. And she did quite well. So I'm proud of everyone and what they're doing and going through their classes here at the Newmont Center. Anyway, so enough about the Newmont Center. We have a very fascinating show tonight, and bringing back Anita Rosenberg. Anita, welcome.
Thanks, Nick.
And the feedback and the viewership that we got a few weeks ago when you were on was pretty high. So that speaks volumes, and people are very interested in feng shui. And also for you, Anita, you know, you present what it really is, not a bastardized version of feng shui. And I know you've studied a long time, but the reason we brought you back tonight is because feng shui is really for a space, but you also do the Chinese Bazi charts, which give a lot of information about individuals on so many levels. In fact, even for me, I easily read, you know, Western astrology charts. And that is, you know, you're going to put that up in a little bit. The Bazi charts are very complex. And if one doesn't know what they're looking for, it's person
Chinese.
Office.
It's Chinese.
It's what? It's
you
Chinese.
You don't know what you're looking for. It's Chinese.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, it's good to have you back. So tell us about Bazi charts and the history of them and what they mean. And we're also going to talk a little bit tonight about the comparison and difference between Bazi charts and Western astrology charts.
So it's Chinese astrology. It's all Bazi. It's eight pillars. And it was originally used to personalize your feng shui. So it was not a standalone practice in the old days. In your chart will tell you your feng shui best directions. It'll tell you whether you're an East or West Gua person, and then we can personalize your feng shui. So now in the modern world, in the modern times, it is a standalone practice. It is a conversation of elements. It's an elemental conversation. So for many years, I've been working with you for probably 35 plus years. And I come in and you're always telling me my Western chart, and I have studied Western, but it's like a foreign language to me. This just resonates with me, and all roads lead to Rome. So interestingly, I will work with people who have had their Vedic astrology, their Western, and I'm telling them all the same things. It's just a different dialogue. It's a different way of communicating. It's more environmental because we have five elements. I think we have different elements than you do. We have fire, wood, water, metal, and earth. We have yin and yang of those elements, and there's a lot of similarities. We have 12 animal signs. Western has 12 zodiac signs. So we are still reading your birthday. We are still reading your birth information. It's a different conversation. So does that make sense?
Truly, yes.
Okay. So that's kind of, you know, you can ask some questions. I thought, you know what? Let's look at Nick's chart.
Yes, why don't we look at Nick's chart? Go ahead
so
and share.
We are going to share. Yeah, so here's your chart that's up here. This okay. has been plotted by joeyapp.com. It's a very complex plotting of a chart. When I first studied with Joey, we were taught to plot charts. I don't ever want to plot a chart again. But we at least understand how they're plotted, but now it's really awesome because it's like all right there. If you go online and you have somebody else look for, you know, for your Chinese astrology chart and you plot it, it'll probably look a little different. This, but it's called Bazi. But you know what? Joey Yap made up the word Bazi. So if someone calls it Bazi astrology, he knows that they have studied with him. Isn't that interesting? I've been studying with him for so like 20 years. I had no clue. I just call it Bazi Chinese astrology. So what I'll do is actually you can see my little cursor. So just be show you see right here favorable and unfavorable directions.
Yes.
That is your feng shui. So you have four good directions and you have four not so great directions. Everyone does. So that gives us that information. Over here, you are a Gua 9. So that tells me a whole other ball of wax about your chart. There's so much in there to read. It's kind of fascinating. But I was going to hit a few highlights. So the essence of your chart, so in Western, you would say to somebody, so actually in Western You are, what are you? Are you a
Libra?
You're Libra and Western. So where you are is right here. You're Day Master. You're a Jaw Yang Wood. That is the essence of your chart. So the chart reads, all these Chinese letters and characters read based on how does it relate to the Jaw Wood chart. So one of the things is we're either the yin or the yang of the five elements. By nature, men tend to be more yang and women tend to be more yin. So when you are in those, I happen to be a yang water. So I don't know any different, but it's sort of a lot stronger. You can be maybe a little bossier. It's just got more yang qualities. You are actually a yang of wood. And so the imagery, this is where imagery of elements comes in, which I really like. So yang wood's a tree. You're a big, strong, sturdy tree. If you were a yin wood, you would be more like a vine or a flower. So some of the main qualities of a yang wood is you're somebody who likes to put roots down. And when you don't like to move a lot, like I've known you a long time and you've moved a few times, but I would think that you don't really like uprooting yourself and moving your business or your house.
I don't. When I move, it's for an expansion or a betterment, especially with business.
Well, isn't that what happens? When you have roots and there's not enough space, you might want to find more earth to start moving and expanding.
Right.
Another quality of a jaw wood is, so you shelter everyone, right? You shade everyone, you take care of everybody, you provide like the arm for the swing and the shade and a bench. So you take care of your family and in your business, that's kind of what you do, is you sort of provide the shelter for everyone. But one thing you do know how to do in business, because you're jaw wood and you're sitting right here on jaw wood, which is really about self-reflection and always looking on yourself. It's like you're looking at yourself underneath yourself.
Right.
Is you know how to create multiple revenue streams. So if you think of so Richard Branson is a jaw wood. So he has Virgin Records, Virgin Megastore, Virgin Airlines, Virgin, all these virginy things. So you have, you know, you're Nick Newmont Center, you have hypnotherapy, you have crystal layouts, you have space cleansing, you've got crystals, you've got candles, right? You have multiple revenue streams. Isn't that interesting?
Right. Yes.
So, you know, not everybody can think, I don't have jaw wood in my chart. So I have to work really hard to think multiple revenue streams. So when someone is missing an element in their chart, but it's something that's needed, then you kind of have to work a little harder at it, which is interesting. So if we go down, actually, I just want to share with you, you have two children in your chart and you have two children. You have two girls and you have two girls. I'm just kidding. Here's a girl, DO, direct officer. It's the opposite of you. It's the yin of metal. Here's DO. Direct officer, yin of metal. So those are your daughters.
It's fascinating.
Anyway, lots of money in your chart. There is one thing I will tell you, interestingly, and you tell me if this is true or not. So our creative expression, what we create, our output, and for women, it's children. But and for men and women, it's the same. It's either eating God or hurting officer. These are the Chinese names. So it's either you are in front of the camera, you need to be like the face of your business, or behind the scenes. And usually you have one or the other, or one is stronger. Interesting, you have both. And here we go. Behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, in front of the camera, behind the scenes, in front of the camera. So that's a constant push and pull for you. Should I be with my LA Talk radio show and be the face of my business and get out and do things, right?
Right.
So
that's fascinating.
There's that. This just represents the pillar that you're in. So every year we go on a 10-year luck pillar. It's a road that we're traveling on. Oh, I want to just also come back up here just because the hour represents your hopes and dreams and children. Your day is you, your spouse, your house. Your month is your career and your money. And the year where everyone goes, oh, I'm year of the goat. That's your grandparents and your long-term goals. It's not that close to you, so it doesn't affect you that much. So when someone at like a party or something go, oh, I'm born year of the rooster, year of the horse, I just kind of giggle because that's easy to figure out, but it really doesn't mean all that much. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. So the other thing just to share, we'll go two more little steps. So in the second half of the report, this is called the profiles, and it's 10 profiles, and you have different strengths, and we look at your natal one. This tells me the hat you wear in business. You've got one hat. You can wear one hat. So you are a diplomat, so direct officer, 95%. So the diplomat is like the police officer at the intersection. You, when the light is green, everyone goes. When it's red, you stop. You like order. You want everything to flow, like kind of rule follower. Interestingly, in your business, it's very out there. It's an out there business, but there are rules. When you come and do, you know, the pentagram ritual and space cleansing at my place, there are very specific rules, correct?
Yes, truly.
So in your business, you are a rule follower. You want everyone to get along. You want people's homes and lives and everything to be yummy and great and blissful and happy. And that would be the hat. I mean, there's more depth to that, but that's kind of the hat you wear in business. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it truly does.
And last little bit, I'll go up here because we have a couple other charts that are kind of interesting. This is Qimen. So Qimen Dinja is the magical and mystical component of Chinese metaphysics. It's a very different field. I love it. This is all your Qimen info. It is more the what I call the ooga booga stuff. And I resonate a lot more with it. And I like to teach people how to work with their guardians of destiny. So your guardian of destiny is heaven. So heaven is visualization. You are someone that if you can see it, you can make it. You are a manifester. You are a manifester. When you want something, you manifest it, don't you?
Yes.
That's kind of one of your big strengths. A couple other, I have cheat notes here on heaven. Steve Jobs is a heaven. So he, you know, I'm sure you have to see it first, and then he could make it. I had to see what the computer, the Apple computer was, and then he could manifest it. Someone with strong intuition, you can foresee the future. You have the ability to see what becomes reality. Power to manifest, seeker of truth, you use angel protection. And ambitious by nature. So those are just a couple key things of heaven. So anyway, I there's so many layers. There's so much going on in a chart. I love it. I just find it really fascinating.
And it is. So Anita, let me ask you some questions here. It's not necessarily about my chart, but so when we look at Western astrology, in Western astrology, we can look at the nature of the person, and they call that the natal chart. And then you get into the predictive part of it. In a Western astrology chart, there is a middle wheel, and that has to do with what they call the progressed planets, which everything is moving slower, especially the progressed moon, and then the outer wheel in the chart represents the transits or where things are now. And that's where the predictability of Western astrology comes into play. So it's not just about the natal chart, because a person's natal chart could be favorable in some aspects and very challenging in others. And people have a tendency to be somewhat reactive, especially if there's challenges. And human nature is to feel kind of like the gods looked unfavorable transits. Those are opportunities as everything is moving around. So how does that compare with the Bazi charts?
It's there. So here we go. Let's go back to screen share for just a second and I'll show you. So this is your natal chart, just like you talked about your natal component, right?
Right.
Every 10 years, we go through luck pillars. So this tells us So this is yin of earth, this is yin of wood. How does that react? So for you for this 10-year, so we talk about a 10-year, direct wealth, make money. You're in a money time, you have money on your mind, creating money. You have robbed wealth, meaning you also want to have fun and celebrate. Money can get robbed. So you make it, you lose it. But it's about communicating. And it's about branding yourself. Mm-hmm. So this tells us what's happening in the 10 years. Now, we have animal signs right here, right? We have a goat, a dog, a tiger, another goat. Okay. Every year, I do a Chinese forecast. Actually, it's worth you looking at 2020 as on my YouTube channel. It's my name, Anita Rosenberg. I think it's Anita Rosenberg Studio. And every year, these different animals bring star energies. So it's kind of similar to what's going on around your chart. Different star energies, they're called Chinese words, and they will tell you what are the opportunities for you. What are the challenges? What's going to go smoothly? What's kind of going on? So you kind of have a forecast and an idea. And then really it's man luck is what are you going to do about it? So once you kind of get an idea of, okay, honestly, I can't remember off the top of my head because it's really complicated what star energies and what these are bringing this year. But they're pretty accurate. It's really accurate. And at least if you have an idea of what kind of year you're going to have and what's coming into play, then you can make those decisions based on that. So wouldn't you say that that's the dynamic in changing? I mean, like I just did actually today, I have clients that get from me a monthly Qi Men forecast. So it's a very different chart. It's a Qi Men chart. Mm-hmm. And because what I look at is you are a West right up here. Your Destiny Palace is West. So I look at the Qi Men chart and in the West, there's all these things. There's a constellation. There's a hexagram. There's a star. There's a door. There's a guardian. All these things. So I can tell everybody, okay, this month, this is going to be the energy patterns coming at you this month. These are some of the things I would focus on. And that gives you kind of a focus for the month. Sure. Because there's nothing than throwing things against the wall and see what sticks. You might as well sort of go where the energies are. So this is where the dynamic, there's a lot of different ways we can look at how something's dynamic.
Okay.
You want to look at Donald Trump's chart?
Yes, and I ran his chart in Western astrology too. So this is a fun.
I don't have his hour. I don't know if you don't really need to know his hour to know a few things. You tell me what you looked at. Let's compare.
Well, you know, in a Western astrology chart, there are things that, like, as you know, there's the sun sign, the moon sign, the rising sign, the planets, but there's also secondary things that have to do with the house placements. And that is huge. And so where people are very, let's say, observing of how he speaks or lack of and his speech patterns, that seems to be the thing that President Trump is criticized the most of. And so in his house of career, he has the sign Gemini in the center of that house, and it doesn't rule a cusp. So in Western astrology, those are called intercepted signs, which means that they are problematic areas of the chart. And Gemini is what the person says. You know, Gemini is ruled by Mercury. So when there's an afflicted Gemini in the 10th house, the person has to be careful of what they say and their reputation. I mean, it's right there. So that's one of the subtleties that stands out in his chart, aside from planet placement.
I'll just share a few things because he does have a pretty interesting chart even without the hour in there.
And that I can share with you at some point.
Oh, okay. So we can look at it. So he is, he's the yin of earth. Remember we talked about being the yin or yang. So he's the yin of earth, which is like the soil. He's busy. He's just busy being busy. So yin earth people should have a ton of projects going. He's got, he always seems to be busy, right? Because he's got a lot of things he's doing. But for yin earth people, they want to be doing 40, 50. They want to be doing a lot of projects. One problem is if they have too many going on, it's almost like a lot of fields that are sort of not fertilized or not growing, or I'm not paying attention to this one and that one.
Right.
But a few projects are not good for him. He needs to have a lot. One of the things happening with him is he has no money in his chart. He has a super dynamic chart, though. Joey had read his chart years ago, and he did know the hour, and they're in that pillar, there allows him to make money is super dynamic. But here's the thing. When you are missing an element in your chart, you don't really know how to deal with that concept. So here's the deal. What does he do? He makes it, he loses it, he makes it, he loses it. Because money is not really his focus. What he does, love nice things. Gear people, they love expensive, nice things. They want to live a lovely lifestyle. However, his focus is, let's go down here, is his profile, is actually, he is a philosopher profile, but really the friend profile is what I would really pull up for him. The friend is the art of the deal. And what was his book called? The Art of the Deal. So he's all about friends and who he knows. So when he's being interviewed and he says, I don't know this one, I don't know that, he knows them all. Because his whole, that's what he's all about. Who do I know? Which is kind of interesting. The one thing I also wanted to just sort of share right here is he has, so we'll go up to the Guardians of Destiny. He is Hook. Okay, so this time, Hook hooks you in. He hooks you in. So one of the things about Hook is they will tell you what is on their mind. And if you do not agree with them, they will fire you. Well, what did he do on The Apprentice? He fired. You're fired, right? So that's Hook is they hold on to an idea and they won't let go. So he holds on to something and he like the wall. He won't let go. You can never beat a Hook person down. You really are not gonna, you can't beat him down. It's I would think with everything going on, a different person might feel a little beat up. We don't know what's going on in private. He doesn't seem that beat up. That's just a Hook characteristic. Mm-hmm. They're very theatrical. You have Johnny Cochran as a Hook. So when he was at the OJ trial, he was very theatrical. So, you know, everything he does is pageantry, theatrics. He loves luxury, dreams of power, hooks others into your thoughts. He's not a good team player. Hook people are not good team players. They do have poor diets. I looked that up today. I was like, oh my God, that's so interesting. And they have their own moral compass. So, you know, those are just destiny characteristics. Those aren't telling you the dynamics of where he's at and what's going on. I just was going to share just some basic kind of characteristics of what was happening right now.
Anita, I saw something there, and maybe you can enlighten a little bit. That diplomat component that was very high in my chart was very middle to low in his. So what does that mean for him? See, he's got 42% on the diplomat direct officer.
Well, what he cares, so, and he's got 41% warrior, and these are both the supporter. So he's equally, it's not high, so he doesn't even use it. So it's not really an issue for this conversation. It kind of will show up in different ways. I mean, this will show up children. Ooh, let's see how many kids he has in his chart. So in his chart, it would actually show more as kids. So we have one. So I have two kids in this chart, but we do not know what's in the hour. And he also probably had a kid from... He had a kid from 47 to 57, Is that when he had his last child?
Yes.
I'm thinking. And he probably has a child in this pillar here. So that's what I'm thinking. That's how you can see with kids. You know, one of the things that he has high, I didn't even know that he had philosopher high. So indirect resource is, you know, out of the box thinker. Actually, wow, I'm kind of getting chills. Isn't that kind of what's coming up in a lot of his campaigns? He's an out of the box thinker.
Yes.
So it's somebody who is thinking unusual, kind of different, out of the box thinker. Those are just a couple highlights. You only can use one. I think maybe earlier in his career, he might have used the friend more. Now he's sort of not really friending everyone. Now he's just thinking. He's just direct resource and indirect resource. So resource is what makes you stronger. So these are the resource makes his earth stronger. It's fire. So fire is passion. He's got fire going on here. So he's fiery, passion. This is make. So you look at what are the elements that make you, this is him. So what's going to make him stronger is using his resource. And he needs to be super strong right now. So he's being more resourceful, and being more resourceful is more selling. I mean, he's a super salesman. You got three ding fires. Three ding fires means you can sell.
Wow.
So that's kind of interesting. You know who's true? I did Kamala Harris's.
So, well, Anita, let's. What? Hold on. You can't escape. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Can't escape. So I'm going to play the role of the viewer. So yeah. What's his chart look like come election time?
I don't know. I didn't get into that. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you what was interesting that happened 4 years ago. And this is from this point of view. So 4 years ago, Joey Epp is in New York. He's doing the Chinese New Year talk. He does it at the end of October. It was the big election with Hillary Clinton. And what he did, so he doesn't, these charts, I don't think you can determine whether he'll win an election or not based on the Spazi chart. What he did is he threw a Chi Minh chart, which is forecasting. So he throws the Chi Minh chart. He comes in and he goes, well, Hillary's winning. And then I think that same night was when everything came up with the emails. So it was the next day he threw another Chi Minh chart and the Chi Minh, and he's Chinese, so he doesn't care who wins and who doesn't. He came to the next day and said, no, actually Donald Trump is going to win. And so everyone in the class, and this was about Halloween. So and it didn't change. He kept throwing it and it just kept being Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. So that's what he used to determine. I don't know. You're looking at a Western chart to determine that.
Right. That's why I asked that. So there's more, obviously you answered the question, there's more charts that have to be.
Yeah, forecasting, I think, is a Chi Minh chart. It's very accurate. It lets you kind of know yes or no, what you need to do to make something happen. Now, is there a way to look at a bot's intel? Do I know how to do it? No, I don't.
Okay.
Because one of the things I don't want to know when someone's going to die. There are things that I just don't want to know. And I think I remember years ago, Joey came in once when he was teaching, he says, do you all in the class want to know when someone's going to die? And we're like, no, we don't, correct. I don't want to be able to look at that and know it. I don't want to know those things. Although, you can look at animal signs. I'll tell you the year my mom died a week into the Chinese New Year. I had three animal signs that said elderly family members going to pass away. Don't go to a funeral. Someone's going to die. I mean, it was right there. And I was like, I don't want to read this. These are the animal signs are fluffy. I don't want to know if it got the ox and the monkey and the whatever. And now I'm going to tell you right now, it actually will forecast and let you know.
Sure. Yeah, that's a very dicey topic. You know, as a reader of any modality or as a psychic, you know, there's a certain amount of ethics and moral responsibility that comes with certain predictions, what is said and how it's said. And one of the issues that I have, and I'm going to bring in a third component here, but this is going to lead to another question and how you look at things. In Western astrology, there's probability, okay? And I have a couple friends that are Vedic astrologers, and they are very fatalistic about things. It'll work, it won't work, this is how it is, don't even try, okay? And I challenge them on that, because free will and choice is always there. And you can say 99% of the time something will work or won't work, but in the universe, there is a chaos factor that always allows for the most minute percentage to occur. And so, you know, how do you feel about that with the Baza charts, about free will and probability?
So, you know,
versus a fatalistic approach.
Yeah. Well, and so in Chinese metaphysics, they believe in the cosmic trinity. You have earth luck, which is your feng shui. Where you live supports you or doesn't support you. You do that with space cleansing energy work. You come over and you get all my creepies out of my place because I don't want them there. One third is your astrology. It's your Western, it's your Vedic, it's your Chinese. This, you know, has your destiny. It tells you your strengths and weaknesses. It's one third. And what I think is neat when you learn your destiny chart, you know, when you've got family members that are like, why are you always like that? And why do you do that? And you're like, well, once you learn that, well, I do it because I do it. And you understand yourself better. You should know yourself better. That's important. And the one third is called heaven luck. And it is, what are you going to do about it? And it's just, it's one third. It's a whole one third. I mean, when you're talking, I'll give you an example. So I'm actually really good at networking and connecting. I do not have it in my body chart. It's just not even there. I mean, there's some elements in there that would show up as someone who is good at networking and connecting. So I'm kind of, well, because what happens is we look at our profile to go, what do we bring to the table in business and in career? And I know for me, when I partner, because I'm a water person, water people partner really well. Because if you take, like, if I take this coffee or this tea, it's tea, and I have cream and I mix it, I can't separate it. Those are the water liquids. I like to partner with connectors. I like to partner with people who know more people than I do. That's why I like to work with influencers and people that have big followings and that whatnot. But guess what my level 7 guardian of destiny is? I'm harmony. So I'm a level 7 harmony. That's where my networking connecting comes from. Harmony is networking and it is connecting. So I actually meditate with my harmony deity a lot. That's like my main go-to. And my direction is my back to southeast. So I put the back to southeast and I'll just kind of connect. And that's where I connect. So that's what's neat about the charts is knowing you might have a talent that you have. Here, example is you're great at multiple revenue streams. Everyone needs multiple revenue streams. I work with people who they'll do a pie and I'll go, where's your money coming? And it's only coming from one place. I go, no, you need a few pieces of the pie. But because I don't have that, I have taught myself to have multiple revenue streams. So I do sell. I sell crystals and candles. I do bots. I do feng shui. I have books. I make art. So you can teach yourself to do some of these things that you may maybe don't do that well.
In Western astrology, Anita, I have no earth in my chart. I have air, water, and fire. I have no earth. And when I tell people that, especially people that have familiarity with astrology, that they can't believe that, because they see me as metaphysical, of course, but also as a good business person, and would take Earth, Capricorn, Virgo, Taurus, you know, to, you know, do well at that. But I have no Earth. So I'm supporting what you're saying, that you have the ability as you grow to assimilate. It may be invisible in the chart, but there is a way to get that out of the ethers and incorporate that into your life.
There, it's true. And then there's another component, which actually we believe in Chinese metaphysics, is you can't be good at everything. So the thing is, go with your strengths and hire someone for your weaknesses.
Right.
So that's for sort of a general, if somebody is not very fiery and passionate and not a good salesperson, maybe they need to hire a salesperson to help sell them.
Right, exactly.
If someone's not good at the money and organizing their finances, I mean, yes, you could take some classes, but hire a good financial manager.
Anita, we have about 9 minutes left.
You
want to go to Kamala Harris's chart?
Let's look at it because, you know, we're in election time period, and I had just pulled it up. I had never seen it before. And just a couple characteristics, because I don't know as much about her. Let's go over here. So I don't have, again, or her hour. She's like me. She's a run water day master. So she's run water is the yang of water. It is a big body of water. It's the ocean. It is a lake. It is a big river. These are people that do things that touch shore to shore. They make a big splash. They are actually, as a woman, these are people who are career women. She doesn't have children. She has stepchildren, but she doesn't have her own children. This makes sense because run water are really, women are very focused on business and having a career. They are the movers and the shakers. it's kind of interesting that she has a bunch of those qualities. Go down here. Let's look at her profile. She's a warrior. She's a fighter. She wants to be number one. She wants to be the best. Her thing is she wants to take a chaotic situation and make order. So the more chaotic and the crazy that, so what was she? She was a judge, right?
I believe so.
I think she was a judge. So yes, so it's chaotic. People have done bad things. And she's like, you know what? This is the law. This is the order. So she's creating order. I think she's got the seven killings warrior spirit. Interesting. I just wanted to bring up, she is a moon, is her guardian of destiny. So I have a high level moon. It's actually my next highest level. So moon is academics, research, knowledge, and wisdom. I would think she's a super smart. I like her a lot, actually. I do think she's super smart. This is what I think, but I would say because she is moon, knowledge and wisdom, she can understand complex problems. Now moon, we're a full moon. So moons have phases. They're a little mysterious. We don't know everything about her. She's private. She doesn't tell you everything about her. Can be gossipy behind your back. So she might be gossipy in the office about other people. Strategic thinker, a visionary, very action-oriented. And she's a good team player. So interestingly, Donald Trump, not such a good team player. Kamala Harris, good team player. So that's kind of an interesting, you judge for yourself what you're thinking, because I'm trying not to make this political.
She and I are born on the same day, different year, but same day.
Oh, you are. Okay. So you can see a very different chart.
Right.
You know, one thing she does have, I'll bring up, she has a dog and a dragon. These come up as health issues. These are stress. She could have issues she brings on herself. So I would tell her to be very careful, because she could get really stressed out and her health could suffer. Also, she might have some inherited health issues. When you have dog and dragon, those are health issues. So, let's look at this. She's got, I'm stretching here to say, but she's in a dragon time period from 53 to 63. She's going to be really stressed out. So she should just, she has to really take care of her health. She has to really take care of her health during this time period. Yeah.
So
that's just a short little thing. And if it's okay, I just wanted to show, look, as anybody, you know, look, I'd love to work with you if you want to hire me, but you can do it yourself. I created this book. I don't suggest it all that often, but what I did in here, let's see if I can. I put in all, here we go, Jawood. I put in the Day Master info, lots of good stuff. And I also put in the profile, so you could look at your profile. It gives you the link to Joey Yap's to create your own charts. You can, and it'll point out and show you where to look. It's just going to give you your Day Master information and your profile. Do it for your family. Do it for your kids. Do it for your spouse. Okay. And it's on my website, which is AnitaRosenberg.com. So,
Anita, if people want to reach out to you for a reading or any of the services you provide, please tell us how to get in touch with you.
Well, so go to my website, and I guess I'll spell it. It's Anita, A-N-I-T-A, Rosenberg, R-O-S-E-N-B-E-R-G.com. There's a place in there to reach out to me. You can schedule a consult. You can email me. I can tell you. You know, tell me what's going on and I'll make a suggestion. I have a lot of neat things to offer. I would always start with a BOSI reading, like when you go to a doctor. What does the doctor do? It gives you the whole ball of wax. And after that, then we can, you don't have to hear everything about, you're a G Earth or you're a run water. So, and I've got all kinds of really neat things that I'm going to be offering for 2021, and you're going to want to get in on them, because I'm going to start to know that info October, November. It's going to be feng shui activations. I've got the Qi Men calendar. So anyway, you do too. We get really busy this time of year because we're getting everybody all set up for a very challenging 2021. If you thought 2020 was a roller coaster, and I'm sure you can maybe confirm this from your Western viewpoint. more of the same and more. I don't know exactly what, but it is, it will be challenging. But some people are going to be amazing. It was an amazing year so far.
Well, Western astrology does not have all the concentration of very intense alignments in 2021 that it had in 2020. The planets will lighten up 2021. And also for all of us, numerologically, 2020 is a 4 year, but it's the kind of four where it's a restructure of lives and also feeling boxed in. Next year is a 5 year, yeah, which means things begin to flow more.
Oh, good. Okay. We need a little bit of flow.
So it's, yeah, I, in fact, I was thinking about that earlier today. Here we are, September 1st. I have to start making, a lot of us that are prognosticators have to start, you know, talking about what 2021 is going to look like. In fact, 2020, in the view of many astrologers, was seen challenging myself and quite a few of my counterparts that I don't even talking about 2020 in the spring of our back. We saw 2020 being the way it is. Anita, I have a question for you before we run. You know, you're talking about these charts for people. In Western astrology, I can do the chart of a city, a sports team, a country. Do those charts work on non-physical? Oh, they do.
Oh, yeah. I don't normally do it, but yeah, when Joy used to, he doesn't come to the U.S. anymore, but what he would do is he would pull the chart of Los Angeles or United States versus Malaysia, where he lives. And, you know, and if he pulls the American chart and then he compares it to who the president was, I think he did that with Trump, the U.S. chart with Trump. I think he did the U.S. with Barack Obama. So, yeah, there's so much to do that that's not really where I focus my energy. But, yeah, you can definitely pull charts because America's born July 4th and we know that. We know the year. So those are the charts you can do and you can see, okay, so for someone with that birthday, how are they playing out this year? Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Listen, unfortunately, we've got to run out of time. I thank you again for coming on. This is so fascinating. And for me personally, I love to learn components, metaphysics that I don't know. And definitely in this time, have learned a lot, and you obviously know you very well. Again, thank you. I appreciate you you joining us again, and I'm sure we'll have you on the show again down the road with fascinating tidbits from your world.
Well, thanks for having me again. It's always fun to chat with you about topics. I mean, we chat all the time anyway, but it's nice to have this platform to do it. So thank you.
Yeah, truly, truly. And for those of you watching, this has been Mainstream Metaphysics on LA Talk Radio. I am Nick Newmont. And as always, take care of yourself, take care of each other. And we will see you next Tuesday night right here at 7 o'clock. Good night, everyone.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick Newmont.